this prayer. God, you are able to restore everything the devil's ever stolen from me. And for years at Christmas time, I would dread Christmas because my kids, my relationships, they got moved. So I stayed drunk for about 15, I don't know, from the time I was 20 till the time I was 32, I stayed drunk and high on drugs because I messed up a relationship and didn't have kids. And then even after I became a Christian, I would hate Christmas. I didn't want nothing to do with Christmas because it would remind me of my failures. But this year, God restored what the enemy had stole from me. Now, whether it's Christmas or $450, $25, or whether it's a friendship or a relationship with somebody you love, God wants to restore what the enemy has stolen from you. But this year, Pastor Kel gives me this sheet of Christmas donation things, like maybe a week before Thanksgiving. It was way before Thanksgiving. Now, that would have been something that would have sent me in the nut zone. You know, like, what's she doing? This ain't Christmas time. But I looked at that, and I thought, well, she gave it to me. I don't have to start passing them out for another week till after Thanksgiving, but I need to start my battle plan. But just saying, God, I'm ready to do this, just asking God to make you obedient and ready to do something, you know, will just give you the spirit of joy. And I never took a picture of these papers before and put it on Facebook. I was laying in bed doing this message, and I sent it to three people. Two of them, one guy lives in San Diego, and he buys houses and flips them. Now, I'm hoping tells me to take $100 out of his rent money that I got in my box and put it in for an offering. Because he told me today, he goes, I've been watching your birthday post. He goes, I never seen anybody that's done so much for anybody else. I started taking pictures and just sending to people, taking pictures and putting them up. Now, we've done good, and we're way early. It's only the 10th. I'm going to start going back to businesses this week. But everywhere I turn, God's trying to pour in some blessings and restore. I mean, I went to one business, and the dude said, well, here, this is all I got. Now, he didn't tell me to come back and get some more when I had it, but you went over there, and he coughed up another 100. See, the little gun came, and he gave the little gun 20. But when Brother Angelo went over there praying, he said, oh, man, this is all I had when he came, so here's some more. But God has more in your life. Has anybody ever lost something and felt like, I wish I could get that back? Amen. I'm going to go to another scripture, but let me read this. And you shall eat in plenty. See, the devil wants to tell you you're not going to have enough for Christmas. You're not going to have enough for your bills. You're not going to find a good job. You're not going to be able to go to college. You're not going to be able to graduate high school. You're not going to find a good husband. You're not going to find a good wife. But see, God says this, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Do you know how many people that are in church today and this morning that ain't satisfied with their life? You know? And you shall be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. You know, I talk to God all the time. God, don't let me mess up. Help me, God. Fill me with your spirit. Let me be at the right place at the right time today. So in Proverbs 6 and verse 31, I'm going to read another scripture that goes along with this. Okay, and we're talking about thieves in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, if a thief was caught and you could prove it, he had to restore seven times what he stole from you. So the earlier part talks about a thief being caught. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. But not even sevenfold, but if he shall give all the substance of his house. You know, if you can catch the thief, how many in here think the devil stole something from you this year? Financially, physically, spiritually, a new outfit, a new pair of boots, your car breaking down, something stole a relationship. Yeah, the devil stole them from us all. He's found, and we're acknowledging he's found. Actually, the number sevenfold is the perfect number of God, and it means an unlimited fold amount. It means with interest and compounded interest. It means everything he stole, and then God wants him to pay you back more because he stole from you and he hindered your life. So now, I don't know what the devil stole from you. I mean, I pictured just that little bit of money, but I'm sure the devil stole a lot more from me even in the years I've been a Christian. And some of it is because, you know, my people shall be destroyed for lack of knowledge. But some of it, this is the way I prayed the other day. God, I'm sure that it's my fault that the devil has stolen a lot of stuff from me. I'm sure that it's my fault. It's my fault for not knowing what the Word of God says. But Lord, where it's not my fault or where it is my fault, I ask you to forgive me and cleanse me. And God, I don't want unforgiveness toward anyone in my life, anyone. Because unforgiveness will keep God from talking to you. Unforgiveness will keep the blessings from coming to you. Unforgiveness is the devil's tool to come in and steal from you. And I just checked my heart. I asked God, and I said, restore that that's been stolen. And I'm talking about a few days later, God just throwed that money back in my face, and it was mine right at Christmas time. That's not counting normal Christmas blessings. That was just something extra, just like, don't have those stresses. I got you. When me and my wife first got married, I would say, well, what about this and this and that? And what are we going to do here and this and that? And she'd say, God's got you. God's got us. God's got us. And I was so impressed with that saying that I stole it from her and had a Paris Christian Center t-shirt made up saying, God's got us or God's got you. And I give her a little credit now because she's the one that came up with the saying, but I gangstered it back in the day because, you know, but God's got all of us. And not only does he got us right where we're at, that we can just name Satan as a thief, that he's stolen years in our mentality. He's stolen years in our children's life. He's stolen years in us understanding the total revelation of the Word of God. Whatever the devil's stolen, God's ready to restore it sevenfold. God's ready to restore it an unlimited fold. Matter of fact, Aaron's Unlimited is a business Brother Angelo gave me. I was sleeping in my little $150 a month rent house one day, and I hear this lovely knock, and it's Brother A, and he says, man, I have the name of a business, and I'm going to just give it to you. And it was Aaron's Unlimited. And maybe I've just ran it with my truck and my trailer, and I've ran it by getting jobs and hiring people to do it. I ain't saying I've made a lot of money doing that. I know I paid for a truck or two a couple of times with just money. I mean, paid just from an ideal, just from a thought. So now that's just my mind. That's Brother Angelo saying, here, I'm going to give you this. And at first, I didn't think much of it, but I just started using it. And now I'm thinking about running an Aaron's Unlimited Management Services, where it's all LLC and people come to me and they just let you manage their houses and stuff, which I sort of do, but I just need a little more legal angle on it. But more than that, I'm looking at a bunch of young people. I'm looking at a bunch of people that's going to hear the Spirit of God. And with one ideal, he can make you a millionaire. The one monkey, and hey, with the monkeys, his mom came up with an ideal. And I don't know if it was the liquid glue or if it was the sticky pad notes, but that kid was rich before he became the monkey, singing I'm a Believer. And one ideal, and she was a single mom, just like Angel at the time, a single mom working two jobs during the day to try to take care of her kid. And I believe God just slipped it in her spirit just to prosper her. So while you're at work doing what you're already doing, ask God, God. But you know what? You can't do it if you think you're all that and you're right where you're supposed to be. You have to say, God, I failed you. I've made some mistakes. I don't want to fail you no more. Restore unto me what Satan has stole. Restore unto me the way to hear your voice and be obedient to you. That one song about being strong, I think Sister Kimber sung. Sometimes we feel weak, but the Bible says, let those that are weak say they are strong. Let those that are poor say they are rich. In Psalms 23, I'm going to just start reading it. I love Psalms 23. Sister Barbara's funeral, I spoke it over her when we were burying her in the ground. I let everybody know that that's really not for the person that's deceased. That's for the person that's alive. See, because if the Lord's going to be your shepherd, he needs to be your shepherd right now, right this moment. As a matter of fact, from whatever point it was you got born again and said, Jesus, come into my life, forgive me for my sins, and became born again, the Lord technically became your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I personally enjoy coming to church. I'm gonna go to John 10:10 real quick. This isn't a long word, but it should be a powerful word because God's wanting to restore some things in your life. In John 10:10, I can quote it, but I'm going to go there. John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief, Satan. You know, how does Satan steal? Sometimes he uses people in your life. I was talking about having to evict somebody, and I told him last month if he didn't pay the rent, he would have to go. I was there yesterday, and he's almost gone except a few things. And somebody inclined to me that, you know, that was a horrible thing to evict somebody at Christmas. Well, it's a horrible thing for somebody to give so many breaks over the last year that they have to evict them at Christmas because the people that own the building are Christians. The people that own the building have been good to me. So there's people that will steal from you right now. There's people that will call you up on the phone, and if you'll give them, if you're not as intelligent enough to give them your bank card, they will clean you out just like that. But the thief, the main thief is the devil. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God says right here, but I am come that you might have life and have life abundantly. And that word abundantly is a Greek word perison, P-E-R-R-I-S-O-N, perison, which means exceedingly, way above, exceed a number that you can't even count to, over and above. See, we have two opposites of the spectrum. We have God that wants to give you so much that you have more than enough to pay your bills and somebody else's. We have God who wants to give you a great life, a satisfied life, a healthy, healed life. And this word is for health too. God wants to give you much more, and the devil's wanting to steal every bit from you. And Pastor Kelly said this morning that Deuteronomy 30:19, it says, I set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. You know, life and life abundantly are curses, death and curses. And every day you get up, you get to choose what you want to be. Now, when Kelly gave me those things, I could have griped about her and told her how this ain't going to work. We can't pass these out. It's too early. I took them, and I just figured it out, what God wanted me to do, and I started doing it. And I said, God, make this the best offering we've ever received from the community. Let it be not just enough. Let it be more than enough, exceedingly abundantly more than enough. Amen? Because you're going to do something in life, and every morning you're going to get up, and you're going to say, I choose life today. I choose blessings today. I choose health today. I choose the plan you have for my life, God, and it is good and not evil. Now, does that mean the devil ain't going to come? No, he'll come, but who cares? If God's giving you life and life more abundantly. This week I was driving down the street in my beautiful 2015 or 16 Subaru, and I noticed something on the side of the road, but I didn't notice what it was until I went over it. It went ba-bloom, ba-bloom. And then later on, my tire was going down. And then I thought, I better rush in here to Gary's. Gary, I have this fixed in a minute. Then his son starts sticking screwdrivers through the tire, and he says, there's so many nails broke off in this tire, I don't think it can be fixed. And I said, well, whether you can fix it or not, I don't care. Get that new tire off over there. We're going to put a new tire on. I got to go to Fort Smith, and I have an appointment. And the tire's still in the back. I talked to Brian. He said, take it back to them and tell them to put it with their tires. You done bought a new tire from them. Ain't no use me dumping it for you. It's $5 a tire. But I didn't stick around there and cry about, oh, man, the devil came to say, you know what? The next time I see something in the road, I might try to turn around and go around it a little bit. But this is what I told a police officer one time. I was coming back from a job, and I was going down Fifth Street to my old house by the graveyard. And, man, I was zipping because I wanted to get home, and I'd been working. I was zipping that with that little work truck. And the police did the blue lights and got me over. And he said, Mr. McElhaney, you're going blah, 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 this fast and this and that. And I said, well, I'm sorry, sir. I was in a hurry to get home. And he said, well, I'm going to have to write you a ticket. And he wrote me the ticket and gave it to me. And he goes, I suggest you slow down or something. And I said, well, this is what I'm going to do, sir. I'm going to start taking the long way in. And he goes, well, if you're going fast on the long way, sir, you're still going to get a ticket. So, I mean, his point was, if you're going to do something, do it right. I mean, I paid the ticket. I slowed down a little bit after. And you pay a couple of those tickets, that's still the devil stealing from you. What's the big hurry? Whatever I made, I had to pay that ticket. So the devil's going to try to steal, kill, and destroy, but God wants to give back to your life abundantly. And when I got that tire, I wasn't mad. I came over here. I don't think I looked that grouchy. You go, how are you doing? I go, I'm doing excellent. That tire was all full of nails, but what are you going to do? Get a new tire and keep rolling. I had meals to pass out. And God has a plan for your life, and the devil's going to come, and he's going to try to stop that plan. He's going to try to put sickness on you. He's going to try to say you don't have enough money to serve the living God. You don't have enough money. You're not well enough to serve and help with meals. You're not well enough to help in your church. The devil is a liar. He's been a liar from the beginning of time. He's a murderer, the father of murderers. And you know, the life with God abundantly, exceedingly, way above, a number that you can't even count, over and above. God's wanting to give you more than enough to take care of all these little earthly things. Amen? And better than that, God wants to restore everything the devil's ever stolen. Once again, put your hands up if you got something the devil's stolen from you and you want it back. And you want it back even this year, but you want to do better next year. We're going into a new year, 2024, the year of the open door. Somebody else can come up with a better one than that, but God's got doors he wants to open and he wants us to go through. And without getting rid of any unforgiveness, without just trusting God and saying, God, here I am. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Whatever you don't want me to do, I won't do. But help me, God. Amen? The only other verse that came to me that goes with that exceedingly abundantly is, of course, Ephesians 3:20. And y'all can put that up there real quick. And it says, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or even think. And this has always been a trippy little part, according to the power that works inside of us. If you ain't allowing God's word to come inside of you, if when it looks like you're not going to have nothing and you're going to lack, if you don't know to go to Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If you don't know enough about putting God first and releasing your 10% or your tithes to him, which gives you a covering with the living God, you know, whatever God tells you to do, but God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think according to the power that works in you. What power is that? That's the power of the word of God that you know and that you'll do and that you'll believe. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for with the evidence of things not seen. Pastor Kay mentioned that this morning. You know, the best thing to do is to say, God, here's my life. Show me what to do and I'll do it. And most everybody in this church does that. I mean, I didn't see 100 people lined up to help Brother Tim. And I don't know how long Brother Tim's been here. And heck, man, there's some things that even I didn't join, but our brother back there did. And I think I see Tim, man, he's halfway happy. Me and Brother A seen him when we were eating the other day and slipped him a few bucks. He had his little pretty dog. Brother A was saying, hey, if you want to get rid of that dog, I'll take him. But I think that dog's like Tim's, you know, he, I don't think we're going to get that one. That's but I just, right now, I'm going to put this out here. You've had things stolen in your life. And just the devil tormenting your mind about your kids, you know. If your kids ain't saved and you're worried about it, I'm going to tell you the same thing Brother A told Pastor Kelly when she was looking for a babysitter or a school for the kid and the kid wasn't even born yet. And you said, because it ain't time. Some of your kids, it's just not time for them to get saved. God is in control of every person that has breath on here. And if you'll take the time to speak the Lord Jesus to somebody else that's not your kid, God has a moment for your kid. If you'll just do what God tells you to do, he has a moment for your kids. And God don't want nobody to go to hell. He don't want nobody to perish. But the best thing to do is put your children, put your finances, put your life, put your husband, put your wife. Put it in God's hands. Kayla, I don't know, a couple months ago you didn't have a job and you prayed for a job. Heck, a couple years ago, Kayla didn't even have no kids. Now, I can't remember that far back since she's had them three kids. But one day I went to my mom and dad's and here she was crying. And her and Mikey were living with my dad when he was on hospice. And they were staying there taking care of him and my mom. And I go in there and Kayla's crying, bawling. And she says, the test came out negative again, and this was before COVID, pre-COVID, so we didn't have COVID to worry about then. And I said, Kayla, you're going to have all the kids you want. Why don't you just enjoy being married and enjoy not having kids to take care of? Because I know people that wanted kids like you, and now they got a couple, and it's not all a bed of roses like everybody thinks. But in due season, Kayla had bam, 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 three boys. And everybody knows them three boys. Man, I like the little one. I try to get the little one to come home with me. And he says, no, no, no. My brothers told me about you. You're not going. You're too mean or something. But so right now, whatever it is that God stole from you, man, can you get that picture in your heart? You know, I'm just going to do a prayer. Just put your hands up. Say, Lord, restore the years that the devil has stolen from me. Lord, restore the finances and everything else relationship-wise. Restore it, Lord, like only you can. I choose to forgive. I choose to walk in love. I choose to do what you call me to do. No matter what, in Jesus' name. Lord, I said that too. In Jesus' name, just whatever it is, God, we just want to do it and be obedient to you. And we want everything restored, unlimited fold in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.